Hello, this is Danielle Yaworvietska with the BBC News. A Russian court has found a former US Marine guilty of spying and has sentenced him to 16 years in prison. The US ambassador to Moscow said the conviction would harm Russia-US relations. Warren Bull reports.
Paul Whelan was arrested in a hotel room in Moscow in December 2018. He had a USB flash drive in his possession, which Russian security officers say contained state secrets. He denies the charge and says he was set up. In the Moscow city courtroom, as he listened to the verdict, he stood in the defendant's dock carrying a sign that read "Sham Trial" and called on President Donald Trump to intervene. US officials have previously dismissed calls by Mr. Whelan's lawyer for the American government to urge Moscow to release his client as part of a prisoner exchange.
The head of a Philippine news organisation and one of its former journalists have been found guilty of libel by a court in Manila. The case is being seen as an attack on media freedom in the Philippines. Maria Ressa, who founded the news outlet Rappler, and writer Reynaldo Santos face 6 years in jail for libelling a businessman. Both have been given bail. Ms. Ressa told the BBC press freedom was at stake.
I don't want to go to jail, but I'm not going to buckle. The only way to deal with a bully is to stand up and say they're wrong. And in this case, we don't want to voluntarily give up our rights. We shouldn't. And we stand for the Filipino people.
The judge said Rappler offered no proof to back up its allegations. Ms. Ressa said the legal action was politically motivated because of criticism levelled by her website against the president, Rodrigo Duterte. In Kenya, more claims have emerged of the police using heavy-handed techniques to enforce the country's coronavirus curfew. The BBC's investigation series Africa Eye has found evidence that a resident in the Nairobi slum of Madare died after being beaten by the police during the curfew. Will Ross reports.
In late March, the government imposed a nationwide dawn-to-dusk curfew aimed at curbing the spread of coronavirus. Africa Eye has been looking at how it was enforced in Mathari, one of the poorest places in Nairobi. Before this community even confirmed its first case of coronavirus, three people were allegedly killed by the police during the curfew. In one of the cases, a dead body was found on the streets of Mathari. An eyewitness said the man was beaten by police during the previous night's curfew. We put these claims to the Kenyan Police Press Office, but they refused to comment.
A leader of a Sudanese militia, which fought a war in the western Darfur region in the early 2000s, is due to appear at the International Criminal Court about now. Ali Kusheib was the leader of the Janjaweed. A warrant for his arrest was issued 13 years ago, listing 50 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. You're listening to The World News from the BBC.